to episode 23 of Ordinary People. Ay, parang hindi naman nagre-record to. Charot, nagre-record pala siya. Oh, nagre-record siya. Nakakaloka. Okay. Ayan, so, ang guest ko today ay ang aking kaibigan from college. So, she's one of my closest friends from college. I-welcome natin sa show. Ito nakakatawa kasi, hindi to yung first time namin mag-record. Actually, nag-take two kami. Okay lang yan. Kasi first time niya rin mag-record ng podcast. So, ano, natita vibes siya dun sa una naming recording.
So, ano, technology is not my friend.
Oo, nagka-ano siya, tech issues siya. So, okay lang naman. Kaya nagre-record na lang kami. So, take two na to. Pero i-welcome natin si Nats.
Hello!
Ay, shucks, hindi ko nagawa yung joke. Sabi ko, si Nat. Last episode, si Nat.
Okay lang yun.
Ako oh, si yan. Nat, so, oo, siya si Nat. Si Natel. So, Nats.
Hello.
Ayan. So, uumpisahan ko yung interview the same way I did dun sa una natin recording. Mm. Sino ka ba, Nats?
Sino nga ba ako? Another existential question.
Oo.
Ano, so hello, ako yung isa sa mga friends ni Kat since college. So, ilang years na ba since college? Ayoko na mag-mask. More than 10 years probably. Oo, more than 10 years na. So, we've been friends for that.
Hindi though. Lang.
And, right? Hindi lang.
Magta 20 years na next year simula nung nag-college ako. 2004 ako, so 20 years na since I entered college. Oh, ano ka ba? Nakaka-lurky.
So, almost 20 years at Oh, wait, tapos naman ako doon.
2005 tayo nagkakilala kasi first year ka nun eh. Magka 20 years na tayo. 18 years na!
Debut na ng friendship natin.
Adult na siya, my God!
Oh no! Ayan na, nagsisimula na naman ang mga existential thoughts.
Oo, may existential crisis. Nakakalurks.
Ayun, so, ako si Nat. I am an editor. Pero I mostly am a freelancer. So, matagal na ako nag-racket-racket. Ganyan. And, sino pa ba ako? Ano pa ba? I'm a daughter.
Sino pa ba ako? I'm a daughter. I'm a Christian.
Pwede din. I'm a lover. Charing!
Ay, hindi na siya charing ngayon.
Ay, sa totoo lang. Ano pa ba yun? I'm pretty... I would say I'm a chill person now compared to my early 20s of angst and emotion and all of that.
Gusto
which
ko
I think
yung...
we all went through.
Chill now. Wala nang angst.
Kita now. Kita now.
Okay. So, simulan natin sa trabaho mo, Nats. Kasi nabanggit mo na freelancer ka. Gusto mo bang i-share kung ano exactly yung ginagawa mo sa trabaho?
I mostly work with words. So, yan ang lagi kong description. Words.
Chusera siya talaga eh. Kaya siya writer.
Chusera lang ako.
May euphemism siya kahit sa trabaho niya.
Pero hirap kasi parang I used to say na, I'm a writer. Pero alam mo yun, there's always that heavy connotation when you say you're a writer, biglang tatanungin, may libro ka na.
What do you write? Yeah.
Or are you published? I'm technically not published. So
I'm not a
libro.
Creative writer. Char.
Ganun. Technical minsan, business writer. So,
yeah.
I just say that I work with words a lot. So, yun. I do writing, editing. Nagma-marketing pa ako dati, pero ngayon ayoko na kasi... Masakit sa ulo. Parang grabe yung pressure with marketing. Yeah. Parang, oh my gosh, kailangan mo bumenta with your words.
I can imagine. Minsan,
right? Minsan, words are not enough sometimes to do that. So, yun. I mostly work with words. Right now, I'm mostly editing. So, I edit for a social enterprise. Ganon. Ganon yung tawag sa kanya. So, this enterprise works with non-profit. So, I... edit mga proposals, reports, ganyan.
Okay. Tapos, what does your workday look like? Ano yung hours mo? Regular
akalain
ba siya?
Akalain mo yun. Akalain mo yun, nagigising na ako ng 6 a.m. today.
Ooh!
nung freelancer kasi ako, yung wala akong set schedule, I would wake up at 9, Mm-mm. 10 a.m. But now mm-hmm. I wake up at 6 because I work starts at 7. So there are set hours where mm-hmm. you can, like, make 4 hours to, like, 7 to 11. But after mm-hmm. that, you can, like, work up ng 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, ganyan. Pero basta 7 to 11, dapat online ka.
Okay. So, Australian?
I'm a morning person. Hindi. Which is, kaya siya 7 a.m. kasi to overlap with the U.S. clients, with clients in Africa. Okay. So parang yun yung best. So, imagine mo, at 7 a.m., I wake up, tapos minsan dadiretso ako sa meeting, lagay ko lang yung AirPod ko, tapos parang nakikinig ako sa meeting. Oops, I have exposed myself. At then pagising ko, okay, meeting, at 7 a.m. Pero,
oh my God.
Ayun, then, and then after work, I try to do other stuff then.
Mm-mm.
After work.
Like
wala
what?
Wala masyadong, read. Uy, may Kindle na.
Yes, congrats. Yes.
Sobrang exciting. Sobrang ako na-excited. Anyway, other stuff like reading. Sometimes I do dance.
Uh-huh.
Kasi dance classes are in the evening.
Yeah.
And sometimes if there are like little projects that I purposely, you know, get for extra income, I do them also at night.
Okay.
Yun, see that.
Yeah. So hanggang ngayon ba na may regular ka na job? Regular job? Parang rumarakit ka pa rin. Like, marami ka pa rin rakit.
Pero hindi na siya tulad dati, Kat. As in, dati yung definition ko of grind, as in, wala tayong tulog. Matutulog lang tayo ng 2 a.m. Tapos magigising tayo just to work again. So, I used to have so many projects kasi feeling ko laging kulang as a child who was born not in scarcity, not in abundance, not in privilege. So, laging, before nung bata pa ako talagang, I need to work a lot. I need to pursue so many things in order to earn enough money. Tapos napagod ako. Napagod lang ako. Tapos ayoko na siyang gawin when I turn in my 30s kasi it's affecting my health.
Yeah.
Also affecting yung social life, quote-unquote. Quote-unquote kasi taong bahay pa rin tayo. But yung social life affected din. So, rumarakit pa rin pero parang once lang every few months para talaga.
Oh, okay.
I choose them na worth ng time ko tsaka worth din yung sweldo. Kasi aminin natin nasa isang capitalist society tayo.
Amen.
Kailangan natin ng pera. So,
Nakakatawa kasi yung isang yung episode na ni-record ko kahapon, which is a new episode featuring my friend si Tita Ella. Ang haba, ang haba-haba nung episode. Yun na yung longest episode so far. Tapos ang dami naming pinag-usapan tungkol dyan din sa ano, sa kapitalismong society natin kasi
oh my god.
Well, bilang mga kaibigan ko, mga close friends ko, kayo familiar kayo sa ano ko, sa mga, sa politics ko, kumbaga. Nakakaloka. Pero ayan, totoo naman. So, speaking of money, Nats, ito, I think hindi ko to natanong sa'yo dati, dun sa previous episode natin. Tapos parang, in retrospect na lang na parang, oh no, I forgot to ask about that. Kasi, a while back, may nakita ako sa'yo na stories or posts about parang working with a money coach, finance coach.
Right.
Parang
right.
Ganun.
Kwento
mo nga yan sa amin.
Ayun. So about, kailan ba to? Nung pandemic, syempre lahat tayo parang hindi tayo prepared, di ba, sa nangyari nung pandemic. So along with that, hindi rin prepared ang finances ko at that time. Kasi I lost clients, ganyan. Kasi syempre sila din, nawalan din sila ng income. So parang, in effect, ako din nawala ng income. And then, yung expenses mo, you start, parang, in the easiest term I can think of, you start spiraling down. Kasi, gastos dito, gastos dun. And then, the pandemic just made you so stressed na minsan nagre-retail. Alam mo na, yung mga S app and L app, yung mga sales nila dyan. Puro tayo add to cart and check out pag, ano, kunwari sale, pero totoo lang, gumagastos. So, medyo na-feel ko na rock. Medyo malapit na ako sa rock bottom. Then, I saw her ad randomly while I was scrolling sa IG Reels. Kasi wala tayong TikTok. Dahil kita na ako. Ayoko na TikTok. So, doon ako sa IG mag-scroll, right? So, nakita ko yung, ano niya, reel niya, and it was about, yun nga, na parang, do you want to, like, elevate your finances kaya yung ganyan. So, sabi ko, oh, sige, try natin. So, I did, her name's Nick, and she's a coach. Tapos, ayun, nag-discovery call ako sa kanya, libre nang naman. So, nung, after the discovery call, naalala ko parang naluha-luha na ako. Kasi medyo nag-did, medyo, yes, as a, bilang isang iyakin. And then, parang, hindi lang kasi about money yung pinag-usapan namin. Kasi, parang she wants to target yung root cause kung bakit ka may ganitong habit, yung spending habit ka na ganito, bakit ganito yung feelings mo about money.
Yeah.
And it, money is something I don't talk about openly, kahit sa mga close friends ko. I mean, most people know na hindi naman ako mayaman, pero yung deep issues ko about money, I don't talk about. So yun, so nag-sign up ako, even if it was an investment, sabi ko, sige, i-invest ko to at gagalingan ko dito. I mean, I will put like 100% of myself in this program.
Yeah.
To be, and in fairness, talagang na-unlock yung mga bagay-bagay na na matagal nang na-store sa utak ko. Like, when I was a child, I witnessed like my parents struggling, as in literally struggling with money.
Yeah.
And even as a child, aware ako na wala, that there was lack.
Yeah.
It was always scarce. So, I had that mindset hanggang lumaki ako.
Yeah.
And it informed a lot of my financial ano habits or
yung attitudes
habits
mo towards money.
Yes, yung attitude. Mm. Yung even, which is sabi ko nga, ang weird naman na I want to hold on to money but I easily let it go. Parang ganun. When it comes to other things but not myself. Parang ganun.
Ah,
so,
okay.
O, lumalabas ang ating pagiging ano eldest daughter in an Asian household.
Uh-oh.
Ito yung mga nababasa ko sa Twitter at sa Instagram, di ba? Yung mga ganyang post, di ba? So, it was all, lahat sila connected. And now, I'm still working on it, syempre. Kasi, it's not, after the program, it doesn't end there.
Yeah.
Parang, it's a continuous working
it's
thing.
It's a process, and
it's a process. But now, I'm, alam mo ba, sobrang proud ko lang na dati parang nagmamask-mask pa ako. Ngayon, hindi na ako nagmamask. I have a sheet. I have an Excel sheet for my monthly expenses. Tapos, bayad na yung bills ko and I still have extra. Kasi yun yung parang sinasabi ng coach ko na you have to also pay yourself.
Yeah.
And you also have, meron ka pa rin dapat allowance for things that you enjoy. Kasi before, mindset ko, kailangan ko pigilan yung sarili ko para mag-enjoy or ganyan. Yeah. Now, keri naman. I have my bills paid. I have savings. Yung tayo, savings ka. Sabi ko nga, first time ko magka-savings na ganito kalaki.
Seryoso?
Oo, hindi ako nagsisave before kasi laging natatak lagi yung kakarampot kong savings. Yeah. Lalo na nung pandemic. Nag-zero ako nung pandemic. Oh, as in, naubos siya. So now that I'm rebuilding my savings, parang, yung saya tingnan. And
that's
parang
good.
May confidence ka.
Yeah.
So yun.
I understand. I understand. Kasi nung pinost mo din yan, tinignan ko din yung IG niya eh. Tapos, wala na, curious lang din ako. Pero hindi naman ako lang ano. Pero, I think I would also benefit from from working with finance. Ano ba tawag sa kanya?
She calls herself a financial coach.
A financial coach.
Pero parang may iba kasing connotation minsan yung financial coach. Kasi parang all around siya. Hindi lang sa finances. As in, alam mo ba, may isang session doon na talaga nag-tap into my subconscious. Tapos talagang, alam mo yun, parang lahat ng mga childhood repressed emotions ko at lumabas. which I was so thankful for after. Kasi I think yun talaga yung root, ano niya, yung dahilan.
Yes, totoo naman.
Cause, diba?
Because, I guess we could say, like, growing up in poverty is a traumatic experience, eh.
It is. And it's not, it's something that you can't prepare. I mean, you can't say na, I prepared for this. Kasi you're a kid, diba? How can you prepare for not having money?
Yeah, you can't. And then yun nga, yung parang yung mga beliefs mo as a child, yung mga based on what you witnessed growing up, diba? Nagko-form ng mga beliefs mo tungkol sa sarili mo, tungkol sa sa mga bagay sa mundo, tungkol sa pera na din. Kaya may book na ano eh, yung interested ako basahin din yung book about, yung title niya, The Psychology of Money.
Oh, okay. Lilista ko na naman yan. No,
yeah.
Mahaba-haba na lilista.
Kaya mo, magda-download ako ng e-book tapos isi-send ko sa'yo.
Sige, sige. The Psychology of Money ba?
The Psychology of Money. Kasi, yun nga, ako naman recently, di ba, parang from high school naman, gusto ko talagang mag-aral ng psych. Pero natakot kasi ako dahil may math yung psych, di ba? Kaya na-uwi tayo sa English. Doon tayo sa mga walang, tayo sa walang math.
Kunwaring walang math.
Oo. Oh. Diyos ko, math 1 nga lang, nag-struggle akong ipasa.
Oy,
tres, math tres pa ako doon.
Uy, tres din ako sa math. Iniyakan ko yun. Akala ko di ako gagraduate.
Oh my God, nakakatawa. Kasi si Andrew doon sa episode niya, lalabas bukas yung episode niya. Na-mention niya doon na delay siya ng isang taon dahil sa MBB.
O, diba?
Tapos tayo dapat mga nag-struggle sa mga. Alam na kung bakit tayo nasa kal, nakakaloka.
Alam na.
So, ayun na nga. Oo, so, tapos, dahil iniisip-isip ko, as in, kahit, basta lagi kong iniisip na parang, mag-take kaya ulit ako ng ibang course, na parang mag-aral kaya ako ng psychology. Psychology, kasi kahit nung high school, gusto ko naman, tapos interested naman ako forever sa kanya. Ganyan, pero, syempre, wala naman tayong pera, pang-aral, tapos wala naman ako sa Pilipinas, so hindi naman ako pwedeng mag-aral sa Pilipinas, kasi limited lang yung options mo online.
Oo nga. Tama,
so, iniisip ko minsan na parang, ano ba yung pwede kong gawin para, parang, magkaroon ako ng parang option na magkaroon ng career similar to, like, being a therapist.
Right,
so,
right.
Kahapon, nagtitingin-tingin ako, tapos yun. So, I guess, isa sa mga una mong maiisip, yung coach nga, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero medyo ano kasi yung coach eh, kasi parang hindi pa siya ganun ka-regulated na industry, di ba?
Totoo.
Tapos, ang dami-daming, ang dami-daming parang mga nagsa-certificate, parang certification bodies, ganyan. Pero anyway, nung tinitignan ko yung listahan ng mga ibang jobs, parang social worker, ganyan, or researcher, tapos coach. Tapos may nakita ako doon na grief coach. Sabi ko, shit, may grief coach pala. Tapos, eh, diba, sobrang, mula nung nangyari sa akin yung, yung, nung 2019, yung ectopic pregnancy, parang naging interested ako sa grief. Kasi that was my first, parang, kumbaga, although I've lost people before, mga grandparents, ganyan. Bata pa ako noon, eh, tsaka old people, ganyan. So, parang, medyo naiintindihan ko naman na parang, oh, okay, so we lose our grandparents at some point, pag matanda na sila, may end of life, ganun. Pero yung personal na, sobrang, ito na talaga.
Close
yung to. Sa, parang, tsaka yung, I had to, paano ba, kumbaga, matanda na ako, ganyan. Tapos na-realize ko, hindi ko pala alam i-process yung grief. Hindi ako familiar kung ano yung pakiramdam talaga ng grief, ganyan. So, naging interested ako sa kanya. So, parang, di ba, ano pa ako nun, parang may gusto akong simulan na project na parang a glossary for grief. Kasi nga, parang, ganda. I found out na ang dami palang, parang women like me who go on, like, nung ako nagpunta ako sa Reddit, tapos may mga subreddits doon, like, looking for community, like, looking for people who understand what they're going through, ganyan. Yes, pero syempre, dahil ang laki niyang project, maraming research din na kailangan gawin to put into that. Hindi natuloy. So, naging, because of that, parang I became interested in exploring grief as a concept, ganyan, and yung pinagdadaanan ng mga tao who are grieving. Kaya nung nagulat ako na may grief coach pala. So, kaka-research ko ng tungkol sa grief coach, tas iba-iba pala sila na parang may end-of-life grief, may grief for kids, and yung grieving your past.
I love it.
Yung grieving your past, parang yun yung ano, yung parang napunta naman ako sa trauma coaching. Kaya nun sabi ko kanina na parang growing up in poverty is also traumatizing kasi nga yung experience na parang parang mahirap, never kang magiging parang never kang magkakaroon ng peace of mind tas ang bata mo pa lang.
Yeah.
Na parang may burden ka na ganun na.
Oo.
Oh no, my parents are struggling so much. Anong pwede naming, parang, paano kung wala kaming kakainin? Like, what can I do to help them? Which is not a child's job.
Yes, exactly. And add in mo pa yung usual responsibilities in an Asian, totoo talaga yung eldest child in an Asian household.
Yeah.
Na parang, you're a second parent.
Yes.
You're a second mom and dad to your siblings. So,
yeah.
As a child, you don't have the capacity and the knowledge to to ano that, to, diba? Kaya feeling ko, I saw it on Instagram, I think, na parang, why are so many 30-somethings not married or single? I have no idea where I read it, pero nabasa ko siya. Tapos ang reply, parang, how can we, if we've been traumatized in our childhood, to be the second parent or ganyan-ganyan, to take on responsibilities. Now, when you reach your 30s na, the age, quote-unquote, when you're supposed to be doing all the adult stuff, ayaw mo na. I'd rather not. Diba? So, natawa ako doon at the same time. It's just a universal concept pala na hindi lang siya limited to Asian households or Southeast Asian households. Mm-hmm. Na even like white folk who grew up in poverty.
Yes.
And who were also the caregivers in their own families as a child.
Yeah.
They also experienced that. So parang, ano.
Yeah.
Which is also a sad reality. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Pero yun ngayon, nakakalungkot dun eh. Kasi yung pinag-uugatan niya, yung poverty nga, yung kahirapan, yung lack, yung scarcity na pinag-uusapan natin.
Mm-mm.
So parang, wala eh. Parang, anong ibang yung option, di ba? Na parang, obviously, yung parents mo, whatever they do, whatever they make, it's not enough. Sabihin natin na ganun. Oh, so, ikaw, as a child, tapos, finally, you have the means to help. Di ba? Parang, magkakaroon ka ng ganung parang sense of responsibility ba?
Oo. Totoo.
Yeah. Ako, so, parang, I think,
Sorry.
Go.
I think na there's also a part of me, and I think a lot of other people can relate, na parang feeling nila naka-hinge sa kanila yung future. Parang sila yung pivotal point na tipong, hala kung hindi ako tutulong, ilubog kami sa kahirapan. Yeah. Mga ganon. May ganong ideas na, which is also traumatizing kasi you can't bear the responsibility of the
world.
Parang ganon.
You can't. Tapos dagdag pa yan kapag ano ka, eldest daughter ka. Kasi you have other, like people have other expectations na wala. Katulad sa expectations sa mga, not to say naman na walang ganong klaseng expectations sa mga lalaki, di ba? Pero alam naman natin how society treats women.
Yeah.
Kaya nga, sinend ko sa'yo yung isa pang book, yung Real Self-Care, na pinag-usapan din namin ng medyo in detail with Tita Ella. So, hindi ko na siya i-mention masyado dito.
Okay lang. Gusto ko ma-surprise. Kasi ilo-load ko pala. O, ilo-load ko sa Kindle. Ilo-load ko pa sa mamaya. So, gusto ko ma-surprise.
Masusurprise ka. Pero, nakakaano lang na parang, yun, kahapon, I started a free lang ako na pinapanood na trauma-informed coaching na training. Tapos may certificate daw, pero syempre, parang it's a free course, so alam mo yon. Pero hindi ko naman dinidismiss na may matututunan ako. At marami naman ang natutunan na parang nakakadalawang modules pa lang ako, na parang pinag-uusapan dun yung definition kung ano yung trauma. Kasi, yun nga na parang ngayon kasi parang ang buzzword niya, di ba? Sa psychology, na marami yung people who are into like mental health care, ganyan. Laging pinag-uusapan yung trauma, pero what does it mean talaga? Tapos parang doon na-clarify na trauma is not the event that happened. Trauma is the, parang yung kung ano yung nangyari sa'yo, kung ano yung feelings na nag-arise nung nangyayari yun sa'yo.
Oh, parang response?
Yung response, oo. Tapos ang definition nila sa trauma ay, it's a survival adaptation. Na parang you did what you had to do to survive at that moment, and in as a result, your body adapted, parang ganon.
Right. Oo. Kaya parang normal lang sa'yo. Pero yung totoo, hindi talaga siya normal.
Oo. At saka yung
pinaka-interesting
doon ay yung sinabi na parang it's a process na hindi na complete. Na kunyari, 'di ba, there are different kinds of traumas, like there's a acute trauma, which is an event that happened once, and it was a traumatizing to you. But then there's also what you call developmental trauma, where it's not just in childhood but at some point in your life, and it's something that is traumatizing na nag-extend for a period of time. And then you still have the yung intergenerational or genealogical trauma.
Trauma.
And there's even like pre-conscious or pre-cognitive trauma, which is trauma na pinagdadaanan ng baby while in the womb. Like, it's that early.
Oh my gosh.
Nakakaloka. So, parang, yun nga. So, ang dami-dami, diba? Tapos, yung mga ancestors mo, pwede pala nilang ipass yung trauma nila. Like, kunyari, tayo, Filipinos, we're a traumatized people. Like, we have collective trauma after centuries of colonization, diba?
We are very traumatized. Feeling ko yung traces of that trauma, even 300, yung nung 16th century path of that 300 years of colonization is still there.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Kasi nga, it can go down. Like, how many generations pwedeng pwede daw yan ipasa. Sobrang interesting niya, but at the same time, kind of depressing when you think about it, na parang, so what do we do?
You become, like what you're doing. I think the first step really is being informed about it.
Kasi
I also have been reading about yung ibang tao na parang, di mo alam kung intentional or intentional yung pag-spread ng misinformation about certain psychological topics.
Yeah.
Mga ganyan. So, I think the best first step is really to be informed about it.
Yeah.
And you gather, like, good knowledge about it. Mm-hmm. Kasi dami ko rin nababasa about, parang, hala, yung ibang buzzwords ginagamit na in a different light that weren't, anong tawag dito? That,
like the Jonah Hill thing. Yung pinag-usapan din namin ni Tita.
Oh my gosh. Sabi ko, hindi ako magda-dive into that, but I dove into that. And I dove deep. Tapos parang, what the f***? Itong taong to, nakakairita. Anyway, pero yun nga, parang, they're using all these words as a weapon.
Yeah.
Na parang, ano yung best Jonah Hill? Yung he dated a surfer, pero bawal siya mag-surf. With guys.
With men. Parang,
that's so stupid.
Nakabawal siya mag-swimsuit.
Diba? Ano susuotin? Magmamaong siya sa
So, bakit kinag-date ng surfer?
Diba? First of all, bakit surfer? And I read that parang the probable reason is that kasi this person looks like someone that he can't control and he wants to try to control. Kasi nga, he's a free woman, a surfer at that.
He wanted to dominate her, kumbaga.
Dominate her and nakakainis. Sobrang stupid talaga yung don't surf with men. I mean, pag nagsusurf ako, like 80% of the people in the water are men. Anong gagawin niya?
It really was a you problem for them. It was
a very
him.
You problem.
siya yung issue. Oo, na parang bakit ako yung kailangan mag-adjust sa'yo?
Diba? Oo, na parang, hindi dapat ganun.
Hindi boundaries yung ginawa niya. Requirements yun.
Requirements yun. Na parang, now he's setting an example for other people to say, this is my boundary. Parang, no, that's not the boundary.
Yeah.
So, kaya nga, I mentioned about yung being informed and all that. Kasi, ang daming gumagamit mo na parang, these are my boundaries, pero gago lang ako sa'yo. Gagamitin ko to be an asshole to you.
Exactly. Like that article that I posted the day that issue blew up, na parang, is therapy talk making us selfish?
Oh,
parang
ganun. I think I read that.
Na parang you're hiding behind these, yun nga, jargon. Diba?
Mm-mm.
Na ginagamit sa therapy, ginagamit sa psychology. Ginagamit mo sila against other people para hindi nila ma-question yung, kumbaga yung, ano ba tawag doon? Hindi naman validity ng sinasabi mo.
Yung your own yung ano mo, tumatawag. Validity. Let's use validity.
Yeah. Pero ayan, kasi, syempre napunta na naman tayo dito, which I think napag-usapan din namin ni Tita Ella, so baka magiging repetitive to kasi future episode pa yung recording na yun. Pero i-connect ko lang siya dun sa pinag-uusapan natin kanina na pera nga, kasi dun naman sa concept, dun sa idea ko nung sinimulan ko to, parang ang idea talaga is to interview people who struggle mostly with money. Na they're not rich, they're not celebrities. Laging ganun yung feeling ko nagiging definition. So parang ang definition talaga ng ordinaryong tao ay yung hindi naman sasabihin mo na nagsa-struggle, pero hindi siya affluent. Diba?
I don't have disposable income. I don't have generational wealth.
Exactly yun, na parang you don't have generational wealth, or like you're not in a profession na sobrang dami ng binibigay na pera sa iyo na kaya mo nang alam mo yon. Kaya wala lang kasi interesting kasi parehas halos tayo ng background, I would say. Mm-mm. Although,
yes.
Ikaw kasi, yun nga na parang you had parang yung responsibility na kaya sabihin mo na ba na hiningi sa'yo ng parents mo yun, which I think hindi eh.
Yes.
Diba? You took on that responsibility.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes. Hindi nila hiningi, pero kasi I was involved in the decisions as young as I was.
Yeah.
Parang, hindi involved, pero parang sinasabi na, ito lang yung ganto. Or, ito lang yung food kasi ganyan-ganyan. Those simple conversations, as a child, syempre hindi mo pa siya maiintindihan na, hindi mo pa siya mapaprocess in a way that an adult would. Yeah. And I don't harbor any, like, resentment. Kasi parang, we were there. We were in that situation. Parang, they didn't really wish for that to happen. And I could tell you so many stories of my parents before they got married, ganyan-ganyan, and how they came. As in, talaga, palipat-lipat sila ng bahay. And I was really born out of, in a house that wasn't theirs. Parang nakikitira lang sila doon. So, alam mo yun, they were really put in that situation. Kaya wala akong resentment towards it. And feeling
they were also just surviving.
They were surviving and good job on them kasi iniisip ko pa lang how they were able to survive with a child at their age tapos with my dad na hindi naman din kalakihan yung sweldo alam mo yun so they were also trying they also had their fair share of things that they had to go through so walang resentment but alam mo yun now I have to process my own yung own trauma ko kumbaga
so I think rather than resentment because I also sa akin although yung issues ko with my parents and my family hindi talaga siya doon sa in terms of yung finances. Sa money although yes partly meron kasi yung the behaviors that I see in myself the behaviors that yung behaviors ko towards money mga nakuha ko din sa kanila na ganun din na parang I struggle to save money because the moment I have money I want to spend it on something for myself kasi hindi naman ako naturuan ng kahit sabihin nila ba't di ka mag-ipon pero kung hindi naman nila minomodel yung behavior hindi ko sila nakikita na nag-iipon parang bakit ko gagawin yun na parang you have to walk the talk walk the talk diba
walk the talk
na parang hindi mo pwedeng sabihin like that's not how you teach kids.
Exactly.
Na parang you have to model the behaviors that you want to see in them.
You don't tell them.
Yeah.
You have to see it.
Yeah, like yung kwento ni Jaja when I last saw her na parang may pinag-uusapan din kami na completely unrelated. Pero yung sabi niya na, yung tatay daw niya nung bata siya, kapag daw, nagagalit daw kapag nung natuto daw silang magmura magkapatid. Noong una daw silang beses narinig, galit na galit daw yung tatay.
Galit.
Parang, bakit nagmumura? Pero habang pinapagalitan sila, nagmumura din siya. So,
nice.
Parang, as children, mako-confuse ka na, ano ba talaga yung dapat kong gawin?
Tama. Diba? Tama.
So, which is proof that actions do speak louder than words.
They do.
Diba? Na parang, you can say this, but if this is what you do, then mas may weight yung kung ano yung ginagawa mo kaysa sa sinasabi
ginawa
mo.
Exactly. Kaya it's hard to say something. Alam mo yun, it's hard to be definitive about something knowing na, kaya ko bang panindigan to? Itong sinabi ko. Ganon. Kasi you know that people are, I mean, even if you're not a celebrity or you're not there are people around you who will see what you do. People who are close to you, ganyan.
Yeah.
Ano yung pinag-uusapan natin before with Dylan Gio? The spheres of
Of pakialam.
Of pakialam. Influence naman yun. Spheres of influence. Parang you have those spheres. You have those little circles, diba? So, just like yung mga parents natin. I'm sure they weren't aware or paano ba? They weren't, hindi sila, yung term? Conscious about it before. I don't think they were. Kasi they had lots of things to worry about.
Yes, they were so really just surviving.
Surviving.
And then, syempre, our parents also obviously did not come from wealthy families. Diba? Baka nga mas worse. I mean, hindi lang baka. Talagang they had it worse than we did.
I think they did. Feeling
so. So parang you also can't fault them.
Yeah.
Kaya for me, I'm the same. Na parang... I'm not resentful because I'm also at the place where I understand why they did what they did. So, what I'm really feeling is, yun nga, yung grief. Kaya ang sobrang interesting ng grief sa akin as a concept.
Dapat pala because, inano mo ako doon. Ano? Grief. Kasi, yung grief.
Mm.
Kasi, di ba, I think you know that this year also was the yes. first time yeah. I experienced grief in a more personal way.
Yeah.
So, para I alam, naalala ko, minimessage si Beck. Hi, Beck. Shout out kay Beck. Sabi ko, I don't know how to deal with this.
Yes.
I've been trying to figure it out. I can't. Because I think she said something na, it's something that you just, ano, parang let it happen lang.
Mm-mm.
Parang, okay, so I don't have to, parang alam mo yung utak mo na, alam mo naman tayo, we like figuring things out.
Yes.
But sometimes there are things that you just can't figure out. Unless, you know, you study about them, ganyan. But,
yeah.
yun nga, yung,
no, I'm gonna intellectualize.
But I think that's good naman. That's yung getting knowledge from it. Mm-mm. Pero in the moment, parang yeah. gusto mo talaga intindihin. Mm-mm. But sometimes may moments na parang, okay, hindi ko lang siya intindihin. I'll just let it happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
kaya when you said grief coach, parang, ah, kailangan ko ba nun?
Mm-hmm. I think people would benefit from working with a grief coach because, yun nga eh, hindi siya madaling process. I think it's, for me, it's one of, if not the most complex of all human emotions mm-hmm. because it's not a single emotion. And that's why going through like the process of grieving, 'di ba? Ang dami yung mm-hmm. stages na
ang dami.
Yung pinaka well known is yung five stage na theory na five stages of grief. Pero
yes.
meron din palang ibang models na may four phases, may seven stages ganyan, which only proves na yun nga. It's so complex. And the stages are not even something na, kumbaga yung pagpaprocess, hindi rin siya linear. Like, you can go through this stage and then jump to another stage and then go back.
I feel that.
Yeah, and then some people get stuck in a stage.
I agree. Or para silang naka-time loop. Naka-loop sila. In the,
yeah.
Kasi ako, I feel that way now. Yung naka-loop ako in between. Kasi, sige, first, diba, sobrang intense ng emotions. I can't even...
Yeah.
Hindi ko makita yung line between the stages. Because I know that for me, it was in super intense emotions and then calm.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the calm is more of, it's at the back of my mind.
Mm-mm.
But what once it parang reveals itself or it pops itself up into the surface, biglang intense. I felt that last week. Kasi during church, syempre. So we were in church. Another very highly emotional environment, diba? Ang church, very... And then, nagulat ako, biglang, sabi nung pastor, okay, I'd like to pray for people who lost their loved one. Tapos nakapikit lang ako, sabi ko, ano ba to? Bakit may ganito? Tapos I felt the emotion stirring, literal cut, para sa tears sa chest ko.
Yeah.
And then, next thing I knew, humihikbi na yung balikat ko kasi umiiyak na ako. Tapos sabi ko, ano ba to? Tapos bigla, ayun na, bumalik yung aking comparison.
Yeah.
Sakit na parang, my dad lost his brother last year.
Right.
Parang, mas grabe siguro ang nafe-feel niya, pero bakit ako,
alam mo yun,
nami-minimize ko yung grief. And I think I told you this before din na, there was a period of my time, of that time, na parang, iyak ako na iyak. Kasi nisip ko, bakit pa ako iyak na iyak?
Mm-mm.
Parang, hindi naman, kasi I lost, for the people who listen, I lost a very dear friend.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
And, but I was, to use a term lightly, but I was gaslighting. Sabi nga ng mga kids ngayon, I was gaslighting myself.
You were.
Thinking na, I was, diba? I was na, ano ka ba? You shouldn't cry so much. It's been, ano na. Pero,
you were, rather than na, gaslighting, I guess you were invalidating your
I was feelings. Invalidating my feelings, yes.
Yeah.
Just parang even 4 months after the death, parang, andun pa rin yung intense emotions eh. And after that, hindi naman ako ginudge ng pamilya ko nung nakita nila umiiyak ako. Kasi they saw how much, even before her death, how much we tried to help and support. Tapos parang, alam mo yun. So, it's so, grief is also something na, it's interesting to me, but it's something I don't like. But I know I know everyone will go through that.
Yes.
Alam mo yun?
Yes.
In denial lang ako na ayoko nito. Pero,
yeah.
It's there. It happened. And it happened to me this year. So,
yeah.
Ayun. Nasa stage ako ngayon ng calm ulit. Pero, nasa back of my mind ko pa rin yung friend ko. And,
of course.
I might see her son tomorrow. So parang pina-prepare ko yung sarili ko ng kaunti. Kasi baka mayak na naman ako.
Mm.
So, it's, ang lagi ko sinasabi, grief is such a strange thing.
It's
so strange.
Mm.
And I love that, even if I talk to different people about it, parang iba-iba yung ano din, process, I mean, from you, iba yung way when I talk to my other friends. So, it's strange. Let's put it that way. It's strange.
What I noticed is, yun yan na parang sabi mo, you're preparing yourself kasi you're gonna see her son, so baka maiyak ka na naman. Pero, when that happens, na parang yung feeling mo maiyak, do you find yourself, like, trying not to show what you're feeling?
Oo. Yes.
Why?
I try.
Bakit ako nagiging therapist?
Ay, gusto ko to, free therapy session.
Pero bakit nga? Bakit?
Ano to? Ano? Wait lang. Gusto ko yung pinag-uusapan natin yung grief tapos bilang nagtatawanan.
May sense of humor ganto daw kasi kami... ako. Sure.
Wow. Oh naman. Ganto taga kami, disclaimer, ganto taga kami ni Kat mag-uusap.
Uh-oh.
Ano? Kasi parang feeling ko, parang laging may feeling sa akin na kailangan ako yung strong one.
Mm.
Ako yung, kasi ang default ko, if, for instance, a lighter example. Nung pauwi kami from Tagaytay, kasama ko yung sister ko, nung wedding prep niya, namali kami ng daan ni Waze or ni Google Maps, one of those. So instead na dumaan kami sa usual dinadaan namin, which is a very safe environment, dumaan kami sa bangin. Bangin levels.
Oh,
as in, imagine mo, the road was so small, two lanes lang siya, so one way papunta, one way paalis, kunwari.
Yeah.
Tapos nakasabay ko, Kat, truck. Isang malaking truck who didn't care about space.
And
literal, katabi, there was walang harang yung road.
Mm-mm.
So, bangin. So, my sister was panicking, as in, nagwawala na siya.
Mm-mm.
So, ang default ko lagi, when someone is panicking, nakasama ko, I have to be the calm one.
Uh-oh.
I have to be the opposite. Kasi, hindi ko alam kung kailan to nag-start, pero hindi ko alam kung kailan or bakit. Pero naka-instill sa utak ko na once someone is panicking or displaying a very intense emotion, ako dapat yung kalmado. Ako yung strong, quote-unquote. And I felt that din nung ibabalik natin ulit sa grief. Okay, friend. Kasi I was there nung nilabas yung body niya sa morgue. So, sinamahan ko yung family kasi I was the nearest. And I wanted to be there. Kasi I wasn't there nung last few days niya. Anyway, nung lumabas yung body, I remember, I turned around. Kasi first, personally, ayoko makita siya in that state, in a body bag. I mean, who would want to see their loved one in a body bag?
Yeah.
And second, nag-iiyakan, as siyempre, family nag-iiyakan silang lahat.
Uh-oh.
And nasa isip ko, okay, huwag ka umiyak. Conscious siya, conscious decision siya, okay, huwag ka umiyak sa harap ng pamilya niya, ganyan. So, I was comforting them. Tapos, the funniest thing happened, nung pauwi na ako, as I was driving, umiiyak ako. Alam mo yung, totoo yung sa movies, yung mga umiiyak habang nagdadrive, na feel ko yun. Sabi ko, so ganito. And I wanted to make light of the situation. Ganito pala feeling sa movies. Totoo pala, ganun. And then when I got home, umiiyak lang sa kotse ng 30 minutes. As in, hagulgul. Doon ko nailabas. When I was alone. So, parang, may good, ehong ko kung I have no answer kung intentional ba siya or what, or saan siya nang galing.
Mm-mm.
Pero parang feeling ko dapat ako yung opposite nung kung sino man yung vulnerable nung time na yun.
I think parang tied siya dun sa sense of responsibility of taking care of your family and taking care of the people around you. So parang hindi kasi siya ganun kadali na i-compartmentalize na parang ganito lang ako sa family ko, hindi ako ganito. I think nag-extend siya sa dun sa yung group of people that we love, kumbaga. Na parang meron tayong ganung klase ng ano man tawag doon. Shocks na mawala yung salita. Sumakit kasi yung ulo ko eh. Nag-take ako ng Tylenol ngayon lang. Sumakit bigla yung ulo ko.
No.
Hindi dahil sa usapan natin. So, feeling ko na sobrahan na naman ako ng kape. Pero, anong tawag doon? Na parang yun nga, parang nag-take on tayo ng role of, we're parenting our parents, ganyan. So, minsan, na-extend yan pati sa friendships natin. Na parang yun yung sinasabi mo na, I want to be the strong one for these people kasi na parang imbis na lahat sila umiyak. Pero I think ang nangyayari doon, may natutunan kasi ako recently about emotion. There's something called emotional delay. Na well, what happens is, and this is also something that I went through myself, that I still go through. Na while something is happening, you act like you're okay, but after a while, when it starts sinking in, you start processing what happened much much later, and so yung reactions mo dun sa nangyari delayed.
Agree. I think that happened also to me. Again, relating to friends. When she passed, kasi I remember it was 11 a.m. on a Friday. Yeah. Tapos, I had a karaoke. May karaoke event ako sa work. And dito lang din sa Alabang. Yeah. Imagine. So, hindi ko alam how I did it. Ewan ko, feeling ko it was my body already doing it for me. I wasn't thinking a lot. So, after I got the call, umiyak ako. And then I stopped crying kasi may kailangan akong sunduin na workmate. From Alabang, sa Alabang. Pumunta ako dun sa ano. Pero I think they felt na I was sullen. Kasi I wasn't as happy. Pero alam mo yun, just trying to go through the whole karaoke event yung hapon.
Yeah.
Pero I kept checking my phone kasi I was asking yung partner nung friend ko na anong balita, do you need help, ganyan. Ayun, lumalabas na naman yung responsibility pa, do you need help, do you need help, ganyan. And nung, yun na, and then after that was the morgue episode na kunento ko kanina. So parang feeling ko ang haba-haba nung delay from when I first found out. And I had the unfortunate responsibility of telling the friends, the other friends, that my friend passed. Kasi the partner called me, and I'm sure after that, he called the family.
Yeah.
Tapos ang daming aasikasuhin sa hospital. So, sabi niya, ikaw na lang magsabi sa iba. Thanks. Nasa isip ko, thanks. Thanks naman. So, I had to call people up. I had to hear also them cry on the phone. And I had to read their, yung iba hindi ko na natawagan, nagsachat na lang. I had to read their chat and asking me anong, alam mo yun, so everything was happy. Tapos feeling ko nag-click lang yung katawan ko na, hoy, may lakad ka pa. May isa ka pang pupuntahan na you said yes to it was also a responsibility.
Yeah.
So, naging happy workmate ako for a time. And then afterwards, yung morgue and
whole
crying episode. So, that day was...
Oh, no.
And I remember nung gabi, tinawag ko boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I was just crying. Umiiyak lang ako.
Yeah.
Sa call. So, siya din umiiyak. Tapos parang, huwag ka umiiyak!
No! I'm sorry.
Kasi, parang more of, kasi naiiyak ako pag may iba akong naririnig na naiiyak.
So, yeah.
So, but it was comforting naman. Pero alam mo yun. So, that day was just done.
Yeah.
Wild.
Interesting. Alam mo, ang tagal-tagal na natin magkakilala. Pero dahil siguro sa, yun nga, dami kong binabasang kung ano-ano. Tapos talaga nag-aaral lang ako for fun. Because it's something that's really interesting to me. And it's also something, I'm doing it mostly for myself. Because I know I need it.
I'm so proud of you.
Just wanted to
say that.
Thank you.
Random. No, I always say that, ano naman, I message you, I'm proud of you for doing all these things. And especially kasi you're doing it for yourself. And alam ko, we're always on this journey to, ano, to discovering ourselves. I don't want to say self-improvement, pero parang
just discovering ourselves.
Self-improvement at the same time, just discovering ourselves and knowing ourselves better. Just wanted to say that abruptly. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Pero wait. Hindi yung joke, pero go. Sorry.
Hindi, pero yun nga, na parang, nung kinukwento mo yan, tapos, parang, first of all, syempre, I'm sorry for your loss, na nag-message din naman ako sa'yo. I out that happened, kasi, yun nga na parang, ako, I've never gone through something like that, and it's not something that, of course, I can empathize and imagine, like, how difficult it must have been, but now, finding out that you had to do all these things, it's, grabe siya. And then, yun nga na parang, it makes sense na, tapos nalaman ko na yun nga, you also, parang, go through yung, not being able to process what you're feeling, in the moment and then waiting. Because something I learned from this training that I'm taking is that yung sabi nila that trauma is a process and you have to wait, you have to let the process complete itself. And so it has to happen as it maybe not as the event happens, but immediately after it has happened, you have to let your body go through all of the feelings and all of the sensations, because otherwise it will be left in your body. It will be stored there. Kaya yung sinasabi nila na parang yung book na The Body Keeps the Score.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. So,
have you read it?
I have a copy of it, but I haven't had the chance to finish it. I started reading it. Pero it's such a heavy topic kasi, trauma. Na parang I have to be in the right, of course I have to be in the right mindset, yung emotional, dapat may space ako emotionally to read about such a heavy topic, and then of course hindi ka naman makakapagpigil na i-apply yung mga nababasa mo tungkol sa sarili mo. So parang pero yung ang premise lang naman kasi dun sa book is that yung trauma, it's ano ba? It's something that you go through. So hindi mo siya mahihiwalay sa katawan mo, alam mo 'yon. May tinatawag din kasi na parang disembodiment, yung nahihiwalay ka sa katawan mo. Nase-separate ka. Alam mo yung nangyayari kapag nagdi-dissociate tayo. Yung emotional delay daw doon, yung emotional delay daw, one of the causes is that, again, babalik tayo sa pagkabata, as a child, parang we were children na we were not allowed to feel our feelings. Yes. Para yung mga nare-repress yung feelings natin, na huwag kang iiyak. And so, kapag ganun kasi na tinuturuan ka, unwittingly, tinuturuan ka ng mga magulang mo or mga adults around you to not feel your feelings. Na parang, you're really, really happy and then you start making noise dahil ang saya-saya mo, babawalan ka na parang. Huwag ka maingay. Ang ingay mo, na parang you're supposed to feel your joy pero hindi in that way. Or kapag galit ka, you're not supposed to cry. And so it creates a confusion. And then the child learns na parang, I'm not supposed to feel these feelings. These feelings are bad. And so, as adults, we then learn na parang, yun nga, na parang wala na, hindi na natin nararamdaman. So may detachment tayo sa emotions natin. Like there are some people who can't even, they're so detached from their emotions that they can't even name them.
Yeah.
And so, one of the things that I'm learning now is to acknowledge all of the feelings that I have regardless of whether or not they're they're quote-unquote positive or negative. Na sometimes I have feelings na that cause shame, like jealousy for instance. Na parang, am I feeling jealous towards this friend? And of course, that's considered something na, no, you should not be jealous of your friends. That's a bad thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Pero
I think we talked about that din before, di ba? About how, and you also personally were telling me na your feelings are valid.
Whenever
I feel something na feeling ko, this is not the right feeling towards a particular person particular event.
Yeah.
Where you did, yeah.
Yeah. Parang ang bilis kasi natin na mag-judge ng sarili natin eh. Na for feeling things na parang, oh my god, I'm a bad person because I feel like this towards my friend, when in fact they're just feelings and they pass.
They do pass.
So it's not something like
you have to go it's not something, sorry,
like it's not something that I parang kumbaga hindi ko pa siya natututunan 100% na parang syempre kung minsan emotions are so high and so strong na
I agree
hindi mo kayang tawag dyan. It's a skill eh, diba? Pero the more I do it, na parang ngayon mas na ano ka na parang okay, so I feel these feelings pero kaya ko na silang iname, and then I keep a copy of the feelings wheel in my phone. Like, isa siya sa mga naka-favorite sa album ko. Para, when I feel something and I can't name it, I look at the feelings wheel and try to find the name of the emotion.
I and like that.
It really helps. Yeah, feelings wheel.
Hindi, guys. Send.
Sige, send ko sa'yo. Pero kasi, di ba, pag tinanong, like, What feelings can you name? Like, a lot of people will say happy, sad, angry. And then you can't, parang, especially kids, because I work with kids, that's why important din to sa akin. Because one of the things that you need to help kids with is to give them the language to explain what they're feeling. Para hindi sila nagtatantrums. But it also applies to adults because apparently there are adults who can't name their feelings, who are not aware of the feelings and the sensations, the body. Kasi related yun, di ba? If you're feeling an emotion, may parang physical manifestation siya.
Lalo na pag very intense yung emotion.
Yeah.
Like, when you're angry, nanginginig ka.
Exactly.
Ako, that's me. When I'm, when I'm angry, me too. Nanginginig na ako. Diba,
me too.
Tayo? Or pag umiiyak ako, para I feel so tired.
Yes.
You know, when I'm sad, it's just tiring. Ganun.
Yes. Yeah. Which is good, kasi at least na alam mo yung association between your sensations and the emotion na associated dun sa emotion na yun. Pero,
I think that comes with ano din, no? You think that comes also with time and with age din. Like, I'm not, syempre, balik tayo sa pagiging tita. But I feel like, when, after going through that 20 years of your 20s,
yes.
And once you reach a certain point in your 30s, na parang, you already know yourself in a way.
Yes.
Na
yes.
Parang, you know how you respond to certain situations. You know that, oh, nanginginig na ako, nagagalit na talaga ako.
Yeah.
Hindi na to tama, ganyan. Yeah. Or, I know when I'm really down or when I have episodes, sobrang walang-wala ako. Like, I feel sluggish, I feel tired. Mm-mm. So,
mm-mm.
And that's because you kind of get that those patterns from when you were when you didn't have the capacity to process them or to explain them or to figure them out before.
Yeah. May question also yo, kasi when you said na you had to find out that your friend passed away and then you had to be at this event. Did you feel that there was no option for you to skip the event?
Oh, honestly, even if I feel like there was an option, I feel like there wasn't because it was a work thing, and it was a para siyang ano, since we all work from home sa work ko, we have these days na we get to spend outside, but outdoor days. So feeling ko parang it's something that the company pays for and really allots time for, so parang yung nasa isip ko nun, shucks, I can't miss this.
Yeah.
Ganun. And then another thing din, naisip ko parang, anong gagawin ko? Kurari hindi ako mag-attend. Like, what do I do? What, parang, do I be at home and be stuck? Do I go to the hospital? Kasi, hindi rin makontakt yung, syempre, yung partner. Alangan. Tapos parang nasa isip ko, hala, ayoko siyang guluhin. Ganun. Yeah. May ganun pang feelings na I don't want to be a bother but at the same time, I want to do something. Even if I know wala naman akong magagawa kasi, you know, she passed and I'm not really a direct family member. Pero kasi before she passed, parang naging point person din ako ni partner niya. And I totally understand kasi I was nearest her. Nearest, where she, nearest the hospital where she stayed at. So, parang naging point person. Ayun na. Ay, may pattern. Nag-take them down the responsibility.
May pattern.
Biglang na-realize.
Na-realize mo. Therapy session na talaga to.
Pero may halong chika. I love it. Pero parang may responsibility agad. Na parang, does she need anything? I can go to her. I can drop her. I can drop some things off. And I did that one time.
Yeah.
Na parang bumili akong electric fan for her.
Yeah.
Tapos tinakbo ko siya kasi mali, like, small lang yung visiting hours and all that. Basta yun.
Yeah.
So parang nagkaroon ako ng sense of responsibility.
Yes.
And I think that's very common in many parts of my life.
It's not, and it's not like I can't relate. Kasi ako din naman, eldest daughter. Although, unlike you, I did not have the, like, yung financial responsibility to help out with my family. Nung time na, kasi I think pagka-graduate ko, my family was in a more comfortable place na. Na mas okay na yung work ng dad ko. Mas afford na namin mabuhay. Hindi katulad na nung high school minsan. Parang sasabihin ng nanay ko na wala, hindi ako nakabayad ng kuryente. So, mapuputulan tayo. Tapos may time na wala kaming pambili ng gas. So, nagluto kami sa apoy. Ganyan nung high school. Kaya nung sinasabi nung isang friend ko sa episode na parang, uy, sikat kasi Burgis yan nung high school. Parang ako, that's not true. Because I knew it wasn't true. Like, yeah,
exactly.
You had no idea what we went through.
Exactly. Kahit din ako, mm-hmm. parang there's a running joke na kasi taga Muntinlupa ako. Tapos Muntinlupa equals Alabang daw.
Yeah,
ah, taga Alabang.
Yeah.
Parang I am far from those people in that gated community.
Akala ko Muntinlupa, ibang gate. Akala ko ibang Muntinlupa, ano...
Iba yun. Iba naman. Pero parang kasi na-associate din na Alabang. Kasi I mean, technically, nasa Alabang naman talaga kami. I mean, malapit kami sa Alabang.
Malaki naman kasi yung Alabang.
Oo. So parang, hindi ako tulad ng mga nasa loob dyan. They Mm-mm. probably have no idea how to be poor. Or if they do, iba yung sense of poor nila versus sa atin.
Yeah.
Poor sit sa kanila is probably nawalan sila ng kotse or whatever.
Mga hindi nagsastruggle yung ganyan, mga financial.
Diba? Diba, yung poor sa atin is yung kurento mo. Ang poor sa akin is nung naghahanap kami ng bariya.
Yeah.
Ay, di ko makalimutan. Ng bariya sa bahay para makabili ng ulam.
Oh so, wala kami God.
Food. Oo, yung ganon. Yun yung pinahal... diba?
Yeah.
Nakahanap na ba kayo ng bariya in your house?
Grabe, so, para, diba?
Oo, even your experience, yung pagluto, yung mapuputulan ng kuryente, that's something na... I think that's another fear in nung bata pa ako, yung mawawala ng kuryente.
Yeah.
Bakit kasi may bayad ng kuryente.
Totoo. Tsaka yun ngayon sa nanay ko naman, hindi naman dun sa naghahanap ng bariya, pero like I had to witness my mom like parang scrambling sa pag patapos na, tapos parang living paycheck to paycheck, tapos kapag kulang yung pera, nagsasangla siya nung mga what little jewelry she had. Sinasangla niya.
Gosh.
And then sometimes she'd ask me to pay for, like, hindi man lang tubusin, kundi magbayad lang nung parang i-extend yung sangla.
I-extend yung sangla.
Diba? Grabe yung puso ko. Nakakaiyak sobra. Like, remembering all these things. Na parang, this is the shit that we had to go through. Like you, meron din akong tendency to think na parang, I didn't have it that bad. Pero yun nga eh, wala naman natutulungan yung pag-minimize natin at pag-compare sa pinagdaanan natin. Gaya nung sinabi doon sa training nga na parang trauma is a spectrum. Na may mga intense, may mga extreme na trauma with a capital T. Pero even something as seemingly small as having to see your parents struggle so much to make ends meet is a traumatic thing.
It's also trauma.
Yeah, and it's and the things that you feel about that and yung mga nag-come about because of that experience, hindi mo sila pwedeng i-minimize na sasabihin mo na, other people have it worse. It's not helping you. It's not helping anyone.
I try not to think of that na rin. When I do process my feelings, when my mind starts saying na, pero yung iba... sabi ko, wait lang, let me process my own experience.
Yeah.
Kasi my own experience is my own. Akin to eh.
Tama naman.
Like, if this feels traumatizing to me, it's traumatizing to me.
Yeah. Tama. Hindi mo pwedeng i-invalidate yung sarili mo, lalo na. Like, that's something na parang sobrang later in life ko na lang din natutunan eh. Na parang nobody is going to advocate for yourself, kundi ikaw.
Yes.
Diba, you shouldn't wait for other people. You shouldn't wait for other people's permissions to respect your boundaries. You don't have to wait for other people to advocate for you.
Oh my gosh. I have so many things to say for off the record. Hindi siya pwede pang podcast. Alam mo na yun. Hindi ko
alam. Mga hindi pwedeng i-ere.
I-bulgar dito.
I-bulgar. Pero totoo. Pero nakakatuwa kasi every time I talk to our friends and even other people who are parang same age sa atin, parang natutuwa ako when they say that they enjoy their 30s more than their 20s.
I do. Yeah, when people have... Merong may fear-mongering kasi among the young people.
Yeah.
The young people. The children of the times.
Yeah.
May fear-mongering around them na... Alam mo naman, nasa stan Twitter tayo. So, I get to see these young children.
Yeah.
Para, what do you do in your 30s? Do you just do Excel? Tapos parang ko tayo na, hindi nga magaling mag-Excel.
Do Excel?
Hindi ako magaling mag... Oo, meron yung ganun na parang, it was an argument about older fans. Na yeah. Parang, these 30-year-olds, what do you, go back to work and go work on your exes. Kasi, una ko naisip, di ako magaling mag-ex. Pangalawa, who are you? You don't know. You don't know what, ano.
Yeah.
You don't know how it is to be in your 30s.
You'll find out.
You'll find out soon. And when you turn 30, tatanungin kita, do you do Excel?
Well, ako, parang I do Excel. Parang may ganung
argument kasi. I'm so bad at Excel.
Me too.
I Google lang para how to do formulas.
Yeah, ako din naman. I'm not good at Excel. Pero, ako hindi naman ako nag-Excel. Google Sheets na yung gamit ko. Pero
katulad yung...
Katulad yung sinabi mo kanina, ako din may Google Sheets din ako for financial things. Tapos, kinakopy ko na lang siya every month, like, yung credit card
ako
bill. Pero walang mga diba? Masyadong mass involved.
Diba? And having that in place, parang, gives structure. Hindi yung nag, in a frenzy ka kada payday na, may babayaran ba? And you'll see na, meron pa. I can pay for this and that and this and that. Yun.
Tama yan. May mga skills na ganyan. Pero, at the same time, hindi naman din natin pwedeng i-fault yung mga sarili natin nung 20 lang tayo. Kasi nga, we were just surviving. We were struggling, we were surviving. And we survived it. Na napaka, kasi yung mga 20s natin, yun yung sobrang, parang lahat tayo sa friend group natin, depressed.
Grabe.
Diba? Tapos tayo yung, tsaka tayo yung mga tipong guilty of saying things like, well, look at the bright side. Like, other people have it worse.
You were that generation. Yeah. Parang, it's okay. Things will be okay. Lahat na lang naging okay. Ganyan.
That we thought we were being supportive by saying shit like that. But apparently, hindi pala. But hindi we know better.
And that's the beauty of like going into your 30s kasi you know better. You've
You're wiser.
Those mistakes. We try to be wiser, ganyan. No, but you've made those mistakes. You've gone through the shitty things. Na parang, okay, I know now. Now that in my 30s, I can't tolerate that BS. Lang, I'll put my distance a bit, ganyan. Yeah. Or yung tipo, sige, I will feel these emotions. Tapos minsan when you do that, no, Kat, parang after a day, tapos na. Or even a day, after, parang okay ka na, I feel better, ganyan. And nung bata pa tayo, di ba, parang, oh my gosh. Sobrang angsty na. Na-realize ko yun recently nung nanood ako ng Vertical Horizon. Sobrang angsty ko talaga nung 20s ko. Kasi those were my songs. Yung songs ng Vertical, yung mga You're a God Best I Ever Had, ganyan.
Parang, paano pa ako emo ako nung college?
Oo, di ba? Mas maano pa si one level to.
Girl, may kasamang pananakit ng sarili.
Oh my God.
Di ba ganun diba? Yung mga kanta ng emo?
Oh my God. Pag pinakinggan mo sila ngayon, parang this was so sad. This was so ano.
Ano ko ba yung, ano nga, yung most emo lyrics that I know about is yung from Taking Back Sunday's You're So Last Summer. Na parang...
Oh, I think I know that.
But ano yan, may parang slitting of the throat na involved.
And in my
one last gasping breath, I'd apologize for bleeding on your on your shirt. Yun yung lyrics niya, girl. Sabi ko, kung hindi ba naman, may mas iimo pa ba dito sa linyang tro?
Wow.
I know, ang intense.
Exactly. And just pinakitingan natin yung mga ganyan, yung mga tayo.
Nung college.
Our emotions.
Yeah, mga 17, 16, 18 years old.
Oh my gosh. And look where we are now.
I still listen to them for nostalgia's sake.
I went to the Vertical Horizon concert. Sobrang nostalgic siya. Tapos na yung ma-realize talaga na siya sobrang emo, unrequited love ang ating ang ating peg all the time before.
But that's what those years are for.
I think. Kaya parang, whenever I see people in their 20s be like, I don't have things figured out, or I'm too winning again, I feel left behind. Parang,
yeah, I know.
Why?
I know. Why?
I'm not judging them. Kasi I feel like we all felt the same when we were in our 20s. We're in a different perspective now.
Yes. Parang, okay, we went through the quarter life crisis.
Oh, God. I think sabay-sabay pa tayo.
Oh, same. Mapapasong ka kasi edad tayo. Nobody was there to offer us any wisdom.
No. We're emo.
We winged it.
We winged it. We did it.
Yeah. We tried. Pero yung tanong ko sa'yo, Nats, ayun na nga. So, yes. Bilang ang dami-dami mong responsibilities na na tinitake, no? Parang may instinct, almost instinctual kasi yung ginagawa mo na.
Mm-mm.
Which is not a bad thing, obviously, because, you know, you're being helpful. Pero sometimes kasi that comes with a cost na parang, at a cost, na parang yung cost nun ay yung sarili mong, ano, na parang who's going to take care of you. And so, yun na nga, ang tanong ko sa'yo ay paano mo inaalagaan ang sarili mo?
Paano ko inaalagaan?
Like, nagpapahinga ka ba? Or are you one of those people na parang...
Natutulog ako. Pero hindi yun, Char, kasi I think, now that I'm older, I realize that sleep is so important.
Yes.
So, a good night, good quality sleep is important.
Yes. Na,
the very few times na nagpupuyat ako, feeling ko binugbog ako the next day.
Same.
Feeling ko mamamatay-matay na ako.
Same.
So, I really try to get quality sleep. And then, ano pa ba? And in terms of yung how I go about things, now I'm more intentional. Parang naging word of the year ko siya for so many years na being intentional. Kasi I find before, I would take things on because I feel like I needed it. Pero it cost me my health, my social life, ganyan. Now, I'm more intentional in that. Okay, this project, let's see. Okay, taking too much of my time and headspace for my other things. So, no. Even if the money's so attractive, so totoo lang. Andun pa rin naman yung feeling ko na parang, pag may makita kang amount, parang, saktang laki na nito, okay na to. Pandagdag na sa ganito, ganyan, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
But then when you look at it on the other spectrum na, okay, what's it gonna cost me?
Yes.
My health, ganun. So, very intentional about the project. I'm reading again, which is something I lost along the way.
Yeah.
And may Kindle na.
Kasi nga wala ka ng oras sa dami ng ginagawa mo.
Wala, di ba? Parang now I'm being very intentional in, okay, I will try to read one book a month. Pero minsan hindi na nga natutuloy yung one book a month. But I do read a lot.
Yes,
and
that's good.
I lost that joy of reading a long time ago. And now I'm gaining it back. Parang, ito pala talaga. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
So lalo na ngayon ay meron akong Kindle. So,
Dalhin mo na siya everywhere. And,
kahapon nakalimutan ko lang kasi I had dance class. But anyway, I regress. And another way of that I take care of myself is I distance myself from things that I know will affect me greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Parang,
so may boundaries ka na ganun.
Yes, pero not the Jonah Hill type.
The real tayo kind of boundaries,
Hindi tayo ganun. Pero yung parang, if I know that something or someone or an event is parang too much for me, I take a step back na. Even
That's
if
good.
Struggle siya, it's still a struggle for me to do that. Taking a step back. Lalo na if it involves people I care about.
Yeah.
Pero
is it because there's guilt?
To, there's guilt, yes. Na parang, you have to be there to help her, him. You have to be there to support and show that you're there. Parang, ang counter ko ngayon dyan, okay, if I'm there, but I'm not supporting myself, am I really supporting the other person? Bawas na nga, ay mauubos na ako. So, ano pa ibibigay ko sa kanya?
Exactly.
So, yun yung, I try my best to do that. I'm very intentional ako on that. Okay, stress. And it's not just with one friend group, it's with all the friend groups I have na minsan pag sobrang heightened na masyado yung nangyayari. But I really take a step back na sabi lang ako, oy, mag-hibernate na. Yan yung term ko, I hibernate.
Yeah.
Pero totoo yun, I hibernate from people, I hibernate from certain situations. Kasi stressful siya. And even in my relationship now, yung si boyfriend, we've learned how to, so I remember, syempre ni-reveal ko na dito. There was one instance, I haven't really shared a lot about the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Bits and pieces lang. There was a time na we were fighting and not really fighting away-away, but parang very heightened yung emotions and he wanted to step away. And nung time na yun, hindi pa nagre-register sa akin na, oh, kailangan niya mag-step away. So, I was being makulit. But after that, pinag-usapan namin, ah, okay, you needed that space. So, I had to respect that. And yes. I think saging lesson din yun sa akin na,
yeah.
Hindi ibig sabihin na he wants, kasi may fear din ako na pag, ah, pag step away, ayaw na ba niya sa akin?
Yes.
Ganun, yeah. Ano.
But as now, ano, people with anxious attachment styles.
Exactly, raising my hand.
Yeah.
Pero diba, very, and I think that was such a big lesson for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm applying now. Na pag may heightened emotions, in general, we have to learn how to step away.
Yes, I was exactly the same. So past tense was. Right. Kasi ako din, may ganyan tendency din. Kasi no, ano naman na to eh, parang common knowledge naman na siya, that people with anxious attachment styles often find themselves with people with avoidant attachment styles.
Mm-mm.
And yun yung mga parang nagiging toxic yung relationships. Present yan sa lahat ng ano ko, yung mga pag-chase ko ng mga emotionally unavailable men nung kabataan ko. Na I think even my husband at some point din naman. Pero sa kanya kasi, he has very, ako na walang boundaries halos. Siya naman, he has very firm boundaries to the point sometimes na feeling ko masyado nang firm, that extremes kami, kumbaga.
Get it.
Na ako sobrang, sobrang loose, sobrang porous ng boundaries ko. Tapos sa kanya naman, sobrang tatag ng wall niya. Parang ganun. Pero, natutunan din ako na parang yun nga, kapag nag-aaway, parehas pa naman kaming may tendency to, basta extreme din yung intense emotions. And so if he wants space, dati, what I used to do was, I followed him. And it escalated the argument. Tapos wala naman din kayo mare-resolve. Kasi nga, heightened yung emotions.
Heightened,
so tama
exactly.
Yun, na you respect the other person's.
But I guess, had to learn that.
Yeah. But I guess what everyone can learn from is, yun nga, na parang, if you want that space, it would also help the other person if you were clear and learning to communicate. Like, obviously, we're not, parang, it's not our, parang, we're not obligated to communicate our boundaries naman kasi with other people. But sometimes it helps, especially in our closest relationships, na parang to say na calmly na, I don't think this argument is going anywhere because this is what we're feeling too, like the emotions we're feeling are too intense. And so I think we have to give ourselves some space to calm down, diba? To wait for it to calm down a little, and then we can go back and talk about it. Ganun, instead of just leaving the situation
the
and then
moment,
the other person is left feeling na parang, oh my God, what is he gonna do? Ganun. But at the same time, you as a person with anxious attachment can also work on like learning to tell yourself na parang no. Kasi I think what our tendency is to catastrophize, kind of, na parang, oh my God, he's gonna break up with me.
Oh my God, I've had so many moments. Ayan, i-reveal ko na today. I've had so many moments in the recent relationship ko ngayon na parang, Paji, iwanan niya ako. Over the littlest things. Over the smallest things.
Yeah.
And I had to get over it by myself. I didn't have to involve him. Kasi feeling ko,
Those are your feelings.
It's my problem. It's my issue. So parang, I didn't need to, at first, parang we did yung whole baggage thing.
Yeah.
But after a while, syempre, it's not just one-time thing, diba, na you process things. So I didn't involve, and he probably doesn't know. Hello. You'll know now. But he knows naman na I like to think about things, and we are the same in that we catastrophize things about shocks magbe-break na kami, shocks anong gagawin ko. And sa sobrang lalakat, I remember one time na nag-overthink ako and catastrophizing things. I felt so heavy in my chest. Nagma-manifest na siya physically. So I had to stop. So I go, wait lang, nothing is happening. Teka lang.
Malapit ka na magka-panic attack.
Oo, magpa-panic attack na. Tahon, parang, you just had a misagreement. Nag-disagree lang kayo on something. It doesn't mean na iiwan ka. Well, ganon.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I find what helps sa akin, ang ginagawa ko dyan is, yun nga, kapag may sobrang intense, tapos habang umiiyak ako, minsan nagsusulat ako. Tapos yun nga, I write everything that I'm feeling. Okay. Parang I stop calling feelings bad or good.
Oo, oo.
Tapos, after a while, I feel better.
Mm-mm.
So, I guess through...
I think that's one thing, no?
Mm.
You don't label feelings as bad or good.
You really shouldn't,
I think that's
yeah.
one good thing. Oo. Kasi yeah. it all really depends on the situation din eh. Mm. Na parang... And, ang pangit din naman na you put these labels. Kasi may associated guilt, may associated shame. Yeah.
Yes.
Associated other stuff with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. May shame talaga involved with ano yung feeling all these quote unquote negative feelings. Kaya for me, I stop calling them good or bad or negative positive. Uh-uh. I just call them like uncomfortable feelings. Because even extreme uh-huh. happiness, extreme joy can be uncomfortable if you're not used mm-hmm. to it. Eh.
Yes. Oo.
Diba? And so when we're super happy, oh my god, that was so American of me to say super happy.
Super happy.
When you're feeling elated.
Elated,
ecstatic,
extremely happy. Uh-huh.
Ayun kapag ganun, tapos hindi ka sanay doon, parang may tendency para sa atin na hindi naman sa ikas, ano man ang tawag doon? Ang gagawin mo ay mag-iisip ka agad ng isasabotage mo yung joy. Oo, iisipin mo anong exactly. pwedeng mangyari na masama. Kasi, parang in a way, we're trying to tame yung feeling na yun kasi nga uncomfortable siya sa atin.
Agree. I do feel that din. Parang I know there's some people na ang perception sa akin sobrang saya kong tao, masayahin akong tao. But sometimes yung extreme joy, I do that too na sobrang saya ko, tapos pala shit.
You don't know what to do with it.
Parang shit. Okay. Yeah. May mga ganyan. Alam mo yung meme na everything is fine, pero tumatakbo yeah. lahat in fire. Ganun yung nafe-feel ko. And it's so interesting na kahit masayahin na tao, quote-unquote masayahin or parang ganun na tao, there are still moments na uncomfortable yung super joy.
Oh,
yung
oh.
super joy. Yung intense joy. Yung intense super joy. Ano to?
Super joy.
Superhero.
Super junior.
Oh my gosh, nag-fan meet sila kagabi. Nalulungkot ako. Hindi ako nakapunta. Salanan ni Taylor Swift.
Oh my god. Nakita ko nga yung tweets mo. At least nakakuha kang tickets.
Oh my gosh, isa pa yun. Super intense joy yung na-feel ko. Pero after that, shit, valid ba yung transaction?
Oh, diba?
Shit. Ay, alam mo ba? I kept
anxiety.
Checking the account. Diba? I kept checking yung account. Andyan pa ba yung tickets? So, parang every
god.
Time I go to this, meron kasing group on Facebook where I joined kasi nga I wanted to get tips or whatever. Nagdo-doomsday, ano na sila doon na parang, oh my God, what if maano tayo ng IO? What if ganyan-ganyan makancel yung friend? I'm like, oh, malis ako sa group kasi hindi ko na kaya. Sobrang, ang taas ng anxiety, parang I couldn't even feel joy na nakakuha ako ng tickets na sobrang ang liit ng chance. Kasi biglang catastrophe, everything was just, parang, oh, something's gonna go wrong. Stop, people.
I understand. Yeah, so that's something I'm still learning. But for me, I guess, like, when I feel extreme happiness, parang yun nga, it's a feeling, it'll pass. Like, even happiness, it'll pass. And so, just feeling it, like, feel it while it's still there. Alam mo yun? Relish in it.
Yes, relish in it. Yun nga, na parang, I think the last time I felt that, nung concert, no, Vertical Horizon, sobrang joy ko talaga. Tapos hindi ko pinigilan sarili ko.
Tama
and even si, kasi since kasama ko si boyfriend, nilingon-lingon niya ako. Tapos ngihitian ko siya ng sobrang laki.
Yeah.
Tapos, ay, natuwa sa sarili ko. Hindi ako nag-apologize about it.
Yeah.
So, you'd usually say, di ba, ay, sorry.
Yeah.
Masyado akong masaya. Kunti, sobrang saya.
Why would you apologize, di ba?
Diba? Sabi ko taga, I'm sorry. Sabi ko, ang saya ko. Feeling ko yung childhood, ano yung, what's the term that the kids
inner child.
Oo, healing my inner child, gano'n.
Kala mo, pinag-usapan lang namin ni Ella yan, but I'm not gonna get into it kasi nga, magiging repetitive na yung episodes. Pero,
aabangan kayo about the inner child.
Osha, ang dami na nating napag-usapan.
I love it.
I love this episode.
And can I just say, kasi I remember yung last, yung ating first recording.
Yeah.
It was so different from this one.
I know.
And so, I'm so happy na wala, ay, mag-i-emo ako ngayon. Asensya mo na. Oh my gosh. Hindi, kasi parang it just goes to show na we really are, alam mo yung I think that was, kukonnect ko na lang din sa pinag-usapan natin kanina na yung realization ko na the reason why I was grieving so much for this friend, kasi we are close. Yes. We are very good friends. Yeah. She's like a sister to me.
Yeah.
So parang, why should I judge myself for grieving this much? Like, I lost someone I will not see for a very, very long time, diba?
Yes,
so,
exactly.
So parang, now I've learned na I shouldn't diminish these friendships that I have. I mean, kakaunti na nga lang yung aking good friends, eh, diba? So why should I, you know, diminish their value in my life? And I think that I also shared this value with our friendship chat na kahit na paminsan-minsan lang tayo nagkikitahan. Parang, I know that you are still that very close friend I've had in college.
And of
in
course.
Our friends, in our fangirling eras.
Yes, oh God, grabe, 18 years old na yung friendship natin. Kaloka.
My gosh. Ayun lang, nung sinabi mo yung kanina. Parang it puts everything in perspective.
I know. Kalahati ng buhay natin, yan girl. My
diba,
God. Diba,
yun pa, isa pa yun na parang 18 years, I'm 33 na ako, parang more than half.
Ako talaga half na, 35 na ako eh.
Okay, alam, malapit na. Ay, 34. Hala, kaloka, 33 daw ako, 34 na pala. Kaka-birthday ko.
Nag-stop ako, kaka-birthday mo lang. Grabe, no, bilis ng oras.
Pero yun nga, no, parang I feel that this friendship is such a joy. Yes!
Yes.
Ay, nag-emo.
Nag-spark joy pala ako. Hindi ako pwedeng ikonmari sa buhay mo.
Hindi kita ikonfy. Hindi kita pwedeng ikonmari, no ka ba? Pupuntahan pa kita sa Japan. Pumunta pala sila dyan sa COVID.
Yes. Oo nga pala.
Tapos parang, pumunta sa... He can't stop talking about. Sobrang saya niya.
Sa Kobe?
Tapos parang, sa Kobe, oo.
Nice.
Kumain siya ng Kobe beef at iniingit niya ako.
Sabi ko, no next... Kobe beef.
Oh my gosh, sabi ko, next year, alam ko si Kat sa Japan pa, pupunta tayo.
Oh, okay.
We're planning na next year.
Hindi ako aalis dito.
Abangan. Oh, dahil huwag ka na umalis dito.
Kami ni na Jaja, wala kami bala ako umalis dito.
That's another conversation for another time, pero huwag ka na umalis dito. Kami na lang BBC. But yeah, yun na. I just wanted to express that.
Thank you.
It's always such a joy. Yeah.
Thank you. Oo, kahit madalang lang tayo mag-usap. Ganyan talaga yung nangyayari kapag yung mga kaibigan mo ay, ano, parang, oo, nagbago kayo as people, pero yung core values nyo ay nag-a-align pa rin.
Yun pa. Yes, oo. Kaya, to the kids who might listen. To the kids talaga, shocked, I feel so old.
Wala nakikinig na kids dito.
Wala nakikinig na kids. Kung sakali mang may kids, parang, that's another lesson that you can learn from this tita.
So, find your tribe.
Find your tribe. Yes! Oh my gosh, that's another buzzword, yung mga tribes. Never find these people that you will bring joy in your life and bring them to every stage in your life. Parang, we were there nung ating young college years, angsty 20s, just now in our tita, in our very tired tita phase, in our tita lives.
Oo, na ang priority ay tulog.
Tulog. Oh my gosh. Actually, gusto ko. Kanina pagising ko, sabi ko, kailangan magising ng maaga. Kasi at baka magising ako ng 9:30, edi ngarag-ngarag ako, diba? Pero nagising naman ako.
Ako din. Oh,
diba? Morning person, my gosh.
Ako din, girl. Thought? Morning person na din
diba?
Ako. Na yung hindi pasok ko hapon. Pero...
Oh, diba? Parang gusto ko sabihin kay 20-year-old, Seth, magiging morning person ka rin.
Yes.
Ayaw mo na magpuyat.
Oo, hindi mo na kaya.
Night out. Hindi mo na kaya, actually. Yun.
Pag napuyat ako, wala. Feeling ko the next day, zombie ako. Parang binugbog. Talaga yung feeling.
Diba? Parang ka talagang binugbog. Or like, parang totoo. Dinaanan ng truck yung katawan mo.
Oo. Yung utak ko talaga yung nag-function. Tapos, ano, agitated lang ako the whole day. Irritable, ganyan.
Distracted ka the whole day. Mm-mm. Ako, distracted. Ganun ako, pag wala akong tulog. Distracted lang ako the whole day. Like, I can't finish on one task.
Mm-mm. Kaya nga sa may times na ano, may insomnia ako minsan eh. Grabe yung utak ko. Na hindi nagpapahinga. Minsan magigising na lang ako, ako na yung katawan ko tulog pa pero yung utak ko dumadaldal na.
Yan pa yung worst feelings, yung parang gising na gising utak pero yung katawan mo parang pwede ba?
Eh syempre, dagdag pa diyan yung ADHD. ano din yan, yung yung chatter ng mind.
Yes, yes. Kaya, ulitin ko ulit, I'm proud of you.
Thank
I'm
you.
Happy for your existence and I'm also proud of you.
Me
yan,
too.
Yan, yun yung mga gusto ko, yung mga tinatanggap, yung compliments. My gosh, that's another conversation.
Yeah. Marunong na din ako niyan mag-thank you.
Yes,
hindi ko na din minimize yung mga ano ko, yung sarili ko.
Yes, of course. Because you're doing, we're doing good for ourselves. Yes.
Thank you, Nats. Thank you for
thank
your
you,
time
Kat.
Today.
Thank you also. Thank you also. I enjoyed this conversation.
Feeling ko okay na din na hindi nag-work yung first ano. Kasi I don't remember exactly what we talked about. But I feel like this is a much deeper conversation. I guess.
Yeah, I think. And it might touch more hearts. Yeah.
More lives.
More hearts.
Osha, sige.
Guys,
seryoso
mo kami. Ganto kami. Osha. Thank you, Kat.
Salamat, Nat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. At dyan nagwawakas ang isa na namang episode ng Ordinary People. So again, salamat sa ating guest, ang aking mabuting kaibigan na si Nats. Salamat sa inyo, our dear listeners, sa patuloy na pagtangkilik dito sa ating mumunting podcast. So, share ko lang din, no, yung aming email address for some reason ay nagamit nitong individual na nagngangalang Nap Obelia. Kung sino ka man Nap Obelia, hindi ko alam kung paano mo nahanap na nagamit yung email namin sa pag-register ng isang account sa Facebook. Pero, ayan, na-stress kami ni Yoyen sa pag-resolve niyan. Medyo nakakaloka. At hindi namin alam kung resolved na siya 100%. But anyway, chika lang naman. So ayan, salamat ulit. At kita-kita ulit tayo in 2 weeks for another episode of Ordinary People. Bye!